Welcome to episode 469 of 366 Web 2.0 Tools. Recently, I've been doing a lot more writing than ever I used to, a lot more. And the nature of that writing has also changed. So I find myself taking a great deal more care and often drafting and redrafting the writing that I'm doing. So I may have at it and have a really good go to get some text down on the page without necessarily thinking about the detail of the content, and then later come back to it and edit it and redraft it to refine it for the particular audiences that I'm writing for. Now, you can do all of that in the standard word processing applications. But when I came across a tool called Draft, an online tool, I thought I'd better check that out, because that seemed to be able to suggest that it was offering something useful for the process that I was now applying to my writing. In order to use Draft, you need to provide your email and set yourself up with an account. Once you've done that, you're taken to a profile page or a home page. And on there, you can set up some folders if you like to have structure to your life and put your documents in there. Now, the documents that you create, you can start off with a blank document and just click on the New Document button. Or, if you already have some documents elsewhere, you can import them. So they can come from your computer in the standard document formats, or indeed if you have a Google Drive or Dropbox, Box.net, Evernote, that kind of thing, you can bring documents in from there, ones that you may wish to redraft, for example. But let's imagine you're starting off with a new document. You click on the New Document button, and you're presented with a rather blank canvas if you're used to normal word processing tools, because there is a distinct lack of menu options. And that's the whole point, I guess. This is about the writing process. It's not about publishing, although obviously it can do that. You are going to need to be able to have an output at the end of it. But the intent is to encourage you to write. So that's indeed what you should start doing, and not thinking about, as our pupils often do, the layout and paragraphs and bold and putting images in and that kind of distraction, let's call it. This is more about the text, and it's about getting text down on paper. So just write, and then you can think later about the kinds of adjustments that you need to make. Now, if you're producing, or your pupils are producing, a longer piece of writing, then you might do that in several stages. Now, because it's online, it is saving as you go, so there's no need to worry about that in the same way that a Google Doc would do that. But what you might want to be able to do is to produce several versions of what you're doing. So save drafts at different times. And you can do that by going to one of the two menus. You only have two menus. The one in the top right-hand corner is related to the document you currently have open, and the one in the left is to take you back to your profile or homepage. So if you go up to the right-hand edit menu, you can click Mark Draft, and that saves a version of the document you currently work on. At any stage later on, you can view all those drafts and compare one with another and choose to revert to an earlier version if that indeed is the case. You've got in that menu while we're there a few options, simple options like bold, italics and URL. You can add comments, you can add footnotes. But there's not a great deal in there. That's the whole point, as I said earlier, is to think about the writing process. If you're familiar with markup language, then these documents can be edited in markup. In fact, you are working in markup when you're doing the editing. So if you know some features of that, you can produce more sophisticated looking outputs. And learning markup might indeed be a useful skill that you want to teach your students. The fact that you can have this system of instructions which is within the document that tells the document how to display itself when somebody else looks at it. So that might be something that's useful or interesting too. So we get various versions and we can choose to update them, but another point of the drafting process is perhaps for someone else to be able to look at the drafts with you. So you may be collaborating with your department, you may have students who are working on an output together as a group. You could indeed even have students reviewing each other's work and be able to offer comments and suggestions on it if you trust them with that. So an important feature is to be able to share the document, and you can do that in the top left-hand menu, and you've got the options in there to share. And when you click on that, essentially it produces a complex URL that you share with someone else. They will need a draft account in order to be able to edit it. Anyone else can view it, but to edit it, they have to log into their draft account first. So that might be something to think about. While we're in that menu, you can give your document a name or edit it. You can view it and see what the output would look like. You can change its location, and importantly, of course, you can export it. And you can export it in a number of different forms. So you've got the option to produce a Word or a Google Doc, as you might expect. And if you'd linked your Google Doc account by bringing in the import document earlier, you can save it back to that original location. And similarly for Box and Dropbox. You can export it as a PDF. Both Word and PDFs will download to your computer. Sorry, they don't download. They get emailed to your account email address. You can also download an HTML version, which might be interesting. It produces a simple text file, but an HTML version, so that can be viewed in browsers. So that might be interesting or useful too. So let's say that you shared your document with someone else. They've logged into their draft account. They've made some suggestions, some alterations. That won't happen to the original document. You still retain control of that. What they produce is, in a sense, another draft. And when they've completed that, you'll get an email notification to say that change has happened. When you go into your document, you'll be able to look at those different drafts and to be able to see the suggestions that your reviewer has made, and then choose either to accept them or not. In the same way that you would choose to revert to an earlier draft of your own document. So all of these features are particularly useful, I think, if you're thinking about the writing process rather than producing a document. It's about the process and not the product. And I think that's where draft could be particularly useful.